Jesus says, "My sheep hear my voice, and I know them, and they follow me." Are you following Jesus? Are you following Jesus? Do you love your enemy? Do you pray for those who despitefully use you, as Jesus taught? "I give them eternal life, and they will never perish. And no one will snatch them out of my hand. So perseverance of the saints." You want to be with God and you hold fast to God, you will not be ripped away. I don't know what that means about jumping from a moving train. I don't know what that means about the person who forsakes their faith and walks away. Have you met those people? I used to believe, but then, and they tell you a story. It's usually a very sad story. It's usually a story harder than anything you've ever had to deal with. And you go, "Oh my goodness, I don't know what I would do in that situation." And they tell you, "And that's why I don't believe now." Unless you're like the other person that I heard about recently who said, "You know, I guess really I never had any faith to begin with, or else that wouldn't have happened." I never heard such honesty from a person telling their own story about why they don't have faith. The scripture says that those who went apart from us, those who went out from us, have only showed that they were not a part of us to begin with. So, but what do? You just do this whenever anybody leaves and go, "Well, they went and proved it"? I don't think so. I think that God has all of his people who are chosen, and he's going and he's reaching them, and we come when we come, and we stay if we're in. You know, that's not to say that people move to another church have gone out from us. That's not my point at all. But there are people who say, "Yes, I want that. Please let me in that water. I want to be there." And it doesn't take very long before they go, "I stand on my own righteousness, and I have this thing to say, and I'm out of here." And what do? Except you commit them to the Lord. You run after them and say, "What's going on? How did this happen?" And they go, none of that. I mean, you guys have seen this, haven't you? In your lives as Christians, people come and people go. And people want on board. And people, they declare their fidelity and then they quickly disappear. And other people come and stay stuck and are stuck. And here you are in this room. Maybe you're that person. And all of these things going on in this story, while Paul is preaching, Jesus said, and I'll finish about this perseverance, "No one will snatch them out of my hand. My Father who has given them to me is greater than all, and no one is able to snatch them out of the Father's hand. I and the Father are one." That's good news. That's good news for us today. You know, the next step of the people who were listening to Jesus say that was to pick up stones and try and kill him by beating him repeatedly in the head with rocks, stoned. That's the reaction of people. The hostility to God and what Jesus is saying as the Son of God. That's what this world is about. And then back to Romans. Has God forsaken Israel? No. "For I myself am an Israelite, a descendant of Abraham, a member of the tribe of Benjamin." God has not rejected his people whom he foreknew. Isn't that wonderful? Destiny. Destiny. Irresistible grace. It's wonderful, the atonement of Christ. And it's going to last. That's what God is doing for we who really need it. We all 100% need it. You know, you can't take a diamond in the rough that's covered with lumps of dirt and then put nail varnish over the dirt to make it a pretty thing. Doesn't work. It's not what people pay for in a wedding ring. What is that? It's a dirt-encrusted gem covered in varnish, darling. I love you. Right? You buff the crud from the fine, fine stone to find what's in there that God has established. The people he's foreknown, he treasures. And then I have a note to myself to sing to you that the steadfast love of the Lord never ceases. His mercies never come to an end. New every morning. Great is thy faithfulness, O Lord. Great is thy faithfulness. It's pleasing to sing that, isn't it? He loves you. It's new every morning. He has every intention to do all that he's doing. Don't fall for the trick of thinking that he ever saves any group of people en masse. He doesn't. And he doesn't forsake any group of people en masse. He says, if you're with me, be with me, stay with me. And he says, people who aren't coming won't come. And so there it is. I mean, it's not for us to preside in judgment over one another to decide, do I think she's a Christian? Do I think he's a Christian? That's not it. But John the Baptist said, who told you, you brood of vipers, to come and flee the wrath to come? Show forth fruit in keeping with repentance, was the message of John the Baptist to the people coming for a religious thing to just get a little varnish on it, to show up. And Ezekiel speaking to the people who sin in their secret ways and come to church and then say, yes, prophet, tell me of the Lord. And God says, I will deal with you.